This is By Grace, and by grace, I am speaking to you today. Does anyone else's inner dialogue look like this? I can fix this. I can do better. I can have more self-discipline and self-control, and I inevitably fail. And I blame myself. Because of my humanness, God keeps reminding us, reminding me, have you tried me? You keep trying to do this in your own strength, to perform, jump through hoops and earn this, but you can't. I forget. We, in our humanity, are so prone to forgetting that Jesus was designed to do the heavy lifting. Not only was he created for it, he is a willing candidate. All too soon, I get into this place where I want to get myself out of the mess I've seen to have created. I've tried many times because sometimes I forget that I don't have to do all of the heavy lifting all of the time. I forget that he is a real helper. Anyone else? There are some things in our lives that only God can heal and fix inside of us. It's how he shows his glory. And we need to trust that we are not letting him down. That he is not ashamed of us, and that we don't need to run away. Because I know that I'm not the only one who feels like I can disappoint God. It's a thought that comes all too often when my behaviors don't match up with what the church says I'm supposed to look like. People who struggle with their sexuality, pornography, consistent drug or alcohol addictions, you can come, you can sit in a pew, but you better leave changed and come back with those changed behaviors before you come waltzing in here on a consistent basis. Sometimes that's how I perceive the body of Christ in our fleshly states. Some judging, some not. That's not what God asked of us. Grace will change that, not obligation. He is a big, big God, and he is able to shoulder all of our heavy loads and shame and self-doubt. That's why he's God and we're not. I also know I'm not the only one who doesn't want God to see us in our mess. We are in hiding. As if we ever could, but we run and attempt to hide, hoping he won't see. He won't judge us like the people in our lives have. John 3:17 says, God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Judgment will come, but not today. Today he saves, today he gives grace, and today has new mercies. He is the God who sits on the throne of mercy. In the back of our minds, we have a yearning, a hope that he won't see because we are afraid of what God must think of us in our most questionable states of living conditions, lifestyles, inside our minds or reactions to triggers. I am convinced that this is one of the many reasons why people decide to shut God out, to determine and convince themselves God really isn't real. Because if they create a world where he isn't, then he can't see all of the stuff we try so desperately to tuck away from him. We self-make these godly standards in our minds, whatever that looks like. If I terminate all my toxic behaviors before next week, when church starts again, if I don't pray enough, take enough time to sit and build a relationship with God, open my Bible more than once a day, or pray throughout a day for everyone I know, then I'm risking having the gate that was open to me, that was pouring out blessings, now being lodged by my own choices, because we all have them. And it can feel like in just a short amount of time that we can let God down. So significantly, overnight even, it only takes one mistake for shame to pick a cozy little spot in our hearts and minds. Then I convince myself that there needs to be a change, a tangible change, some kind of physical proof that I can show Jesus, to show him that I have learned my lesson and I am now drastically changed in that struggling area. But this is not what he asked of us either. Change will come. He is the great deliverer. He is using it, these struggles, these trials, but you can't force it. So instead, I'll sit in a silent room in a comfy place and wait on God for an audible voice or a vision like that of a daydream. A spiritual word, scripture laid on my heart, or a melody from a song. And he will meet me in that place. Always in the most peaceful places. Places I don't think my situation deserves. In a garden and by a river. And Jesus is never who I built him up to be in my mind. I create him to be this standoff-ish God. One that says, you know, I love you, but stay over there at arm's reach until I see some real improvement from you. I love you, but just stay over there till you get your stuff together. Because that's how we expect people to treat us. That's the expectations we can sometimes allude to others as well. It's not Jesus. It's really us. And we are in such a dangerous place when we build him up to be just like us, a reflection of our own hearts. Because, you know, he's God. He isn't like us. This is a God who embraces our pain, who asks us to come on over. He invites us in to sit and talk. He isn't afraid to just sit with us and listen and hear us out. He, being the God who sees all, knows all the failures along the way, but being the God that he is, he consistently reminds us that we will do better next time. We will be the victor in this. This is the God who roots for the victory, the end result. Stay close to the Father's heart, my friends.